Hi, everyone. I am Emily Landers, and this is How'd She Do That? A podcast answering that question each episode. Hi, everyone. Today is a very special update. I was going to do a normal Friday update, but I think I will just title this one, We Bought a House. I'm so excited to share that earlier today at 12:07, Luke and I became California homeowners. And I wanted to share, I don't usually share life updates like this on the podcast, but more recently, I've been feeling so connected to you guys, not only with the business, but also personally. So many of you have been sharing so many amazing life updates on your end. So I thought I would go ahead and share ours that we are homeowners. And you know what? The coolest part of our first home purchase that I'm currently sitting in, I own this house that I'm sitting in, is that we bought our rental. So we have been renting this home for the last 2 years, and there is no move ahead of us. We are staying put and just have purchased the home we've been renting. So very, very serendipitous, very cool, and just uberly surreal. Very, very surreal today. And as many of you know, yesterday was my birthday, and we went in yesterday morning to a notary, signed all the paperwork, got everything done, and then we got the update today that all was good. So I'm thrilled. I'm so excited. And I already want to go downstairs to one of our half baths and pull back some wallpaper and just start doing stuff. But we're going to have a little bit of strategy. And there might be some overlap with some previous interior designers that have come on the podcast that we might be chatting with. And that would be really fun to highlight on some upcoming episodes, some of the updates that we'll be making. So anyways, I just wanted to share that. And I wanted to share two upcoming but already recorded episodes of the podcast. So excited to share that I spoke with Jordan, one of the co-founders, alongside her husband Steve, of Ranger Station, a candle company out of Nashville, Tennessee, will be joining us on an upcoming episode, as well as my new friends Jen and Mel from Limel. So they were on an episode upcoming. They were on a call with me, and we recorded a conversation with them. And I'm super excited to share that more likely than not, you'll also be seeing them on shophsdt.com, which is so, so exciting. Another thing I want to share with you, I had an awesome call with my bookkeeper this week, and we were able to go through, okay, what does this look like? Many of you guys know that we are putting any and all funds back into the business. So we do have a team in place, but anything that the business is making, the shop, it's all going back into itself, which is really, really cool. And I felt a little bit at a standstill as to, okay, how do we move forward? But it was really cool because this week, my bookkeeper was able to do, okay, what would it look like for a 5% kind of raise monthly in income? We have some big goals towards the end of the year that would actually help us streamline some of our payment on Shopify. So if any of that interests you, we're utilizing an app with our vendors. And right now we go in and manually make payments, but that will quickly shift once we hit a specific number that we're looking forward to hopefully hitting at the end of the year. But as I look at numbers and as I think about sales and how to get people to the shop, and as I look at the shop and I think about the potential of shophsdt.com, it's absurd. It's crazy to me, the potential, and it makes me so excited. But it's also challenging because it distracts me at times from the systems and the route that we already have in place of moving forward with sponsorships and that income for the business and for the brand. So that's something that we are really head down thinking about, our sponsorships and all of the different ways that we have an opportunity for brands to connect with our listeners. So that's pretty cool. So that's something that we've been thinking about as well. But back to the thought on that 5% growth over on shophsdt.com and purchases and sales over there. We already have reoccurring customers, which is really cool. That's unique. And I hope that you will be one of them. I hope that you will take the time to consider if you need literally anything, if you need jewelry, if you need a bag, if you just need a pick me up, if you need a new dress, if you need a cardigan, if you need a luxury gift, if you need diamonds, they're all over on shophsdt.com. And might I add, if you need a little something to put into a card and send to a friend, or a trinket or a knickknack at a great price point, we have that too. We have that under 100 category. So We have it all. And by the way, that under 100 category, I think is like 7 pages of products. So we have it all. It's over there waiting for you. But again, as I think about the numbers and as I think about customers, apart from communicating with you all and even encouraging previous customers to come back again and again, we are building out our newsletter marketing, our email marketing specifically with newsletters. Some of you have already done such a great job of this. We are just getting started. So that provides me a lot of hope and excitement as we look ahead and think about some of the goals that we've set for the business and for the brand. I think that our email marketing is going to be key in that. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited to figure out ways to continue to connect with you guys. I'm going to put this up on stories over on Shop How'd She Do That today. If you have not added your email and your name, we are giving away 3 HSDT sweatshirts, and we've got a lot of submissions already, so I think it's a popular product. I'm sure we'll do this again with other products, but head over to Shop How'd She Do That Instagram today, and you'll also see I recorded some live footage. I recorded some video yesterday showing some of the products that we're going to be shooting in Malibu this weekend. Many of them are jewelry pieces, scarves, just really, really beautiful products. You can head over to Shop How'd She Do That on Instagram to see some of our products live and in action yesterday as I was trying on different earrings and different scarves and all that good stuff. So anyways, head over to Shop How'd She Do That's Instagram to put in your name and your email for a chance to win one of our 3 HSDT sweatshirts that we are giving away in celebration of my birthday week and all of the awesome things happening. I hope that you can say the same thing about your life. I hope that you are excited about what's coming up for you in your world, in your brand, in your business, or even just personally, as well as professionally. So 7 minutes in, I think that's a good quick update for you guys. I hope that you all have a great weekend. If you are taking some time to shop online, please head over to shophsdt.com. We are also, I was almost off, you guys. We're also going to be building out and working on our Mother's Day gift guide edit. That's going to be key. We have so many amazing pieces for moms over on shophsdt.com. So check it out. Enjoy. And I'm sure there's more to come. So guys, I'm so grateful for you. I'm going to be doing a Q&A over on my Instagram at Emily Landers as well this afternoon. So if you guys want to chime in with any questions around the shop, e-commerce, Shopify, all that good stuff, I'm eager to continue the conversation that we have here each week. How'd she do that over on social as well? Okay, guys, you're the best. Thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.